So in the case of language learning assets, the genre field, which in music is usually something like rock or classical or reggae or whatever, here we simply chose to use the convention of having language dash and then whatever language it is, Spanish, French, Italian, German. In the artist field, which you know usually is the musical artist, we use that field to maybe indicate the instructor or the student. If a student is actually producing an audio file for assignment, the artist becomes a student. If the audio files being used are from a textbook, then go ahead and put the textbook name as the artist or the course code if it's for a particular course or if it's a particular lecture. The album then, in music, it's a collection of song tracks. In the case of language learning resources, the album would be lesson perhaps or the unit from the textbook or again the class or maybe the album represents a series of assignments. Song. Highly granular language learning resources would have, the song might actually be a single word, or it might be a phrase of dialogue, a particular phrase or a dialogue, or it might be an exercise within in assignments. Assignment might be a collection of exercises, and the songs would be the exercises. And then the lyrics field, which isn't very widely used if you buy songs from iTunes, there is a lyrics field in the standard, but nobody really uses it much. But it's great for language learning resources. It would be great for actually regular music files that actually show the lyrics in that field, because the iPod is capable of displaying lyrics. And so we wanted to take advantage of that so people could actually see what they were listening to. So often we'd put the audio transcript in that field. Getting the metadata into thousands of files, you could use iTunes, which allows you to add metadata one file at a time, or will allow you to collect a bunch of files and add common metadata, but we wanted a more efficient way of doing that. So we actually took the spreadsheets, the audio transcripts, and put them into a database. And then from that database, we wrote some code that would point to a directory of audio files, which may be hundreds or thousands of files, and then allowed us to then point to fields in the database and basically indicate which field from the database would be used to represent the title, or which fields from the database would be used to represent the artist or the album or the genre. And that we were allowed to, that allowed us to programmatically add metadata to thousands of files or update them thousands of files rather than doing them one at a time as you might do in iTunes. Here's the French in action stuff. More interesting is perhaps our work with Chinese, which was really pretty challenging. First time we did this, we just had the audio file of the word, a single repetition of the word, and some of the audio files were about 2 seconds long. And that did not work because the audio file would play, and you couldn't actually control the playback because as soon as, if you wanted to stop and listen to it again, it was very hard to do that. The track would immediately go to the next one, so you needed a way to, you couldn't stop it very easily. So we simply added repetition. And we figured three times was good that you hear it. There's a gap in which a student can actually repeat what they heard, you hear it again, and they can repeat, and so on. The other challenge we had was what to show the students as the track is playing. Because with Chinese, it can be represented by simplified characters, by traditional characters, by pinyin, transliteration, or by English. And so if you're studying, and this is brand new vocabulary, you might not... You want to see what the English is initially, and then later you might want to see what the pinyin representation of that is. The challenge is that when you're playing something on an iPod, you have very little space to actually see. We wanted to be able to show students some representation of what they were listening to. And we also wanted them to be able to learn from that representation. So we could show them the English and then we'd say, oh, this is an English word and here's how it sounds. But then they wouldn't be learning the pinyin or the Chinese representations of it. But if we showed them just the simplified characters, they might not know what the English is. So, But we realized that why not just show two representations of the vocabulary item on one screen? I don't know if people can see that there, but this actually shows opinion characters and then the simplified characters as well. In the case of the English, that's just showing the English. Have any? Some of them we showed the English and the opinion on the screen at the same time.